Now, I mentioned a moment ago the name of Monica's Mexico City neighborhood, La Condesa. Many journalists happen to live in La Condesa, so we're hearing lots of compelling post-earthquake stories from there. This next one is especially heart-wrenching. It's about a well-known photojournalist who suffered a terrible loss in this quake. Here's reporter Emily Green in Mexico City.
Wesley Baxi grew up in New York City in the 70s. In fact, his first pictures were of his skateboard buddies. But Baxi was a teenage troublemaker. And so, in his late teens, his parents sent him to Peru. That's where his mom was from originally. The hope was that a little time with family outside of New York might improve his behavior. Baxi took his camera with him. And it's there that he got his start as a photojournalist. He eventually got a job with Reuters. Then, in 1985, the Mexico earthquake hit, and Baxi got sent to Mexico City. He talks about that experience in an old interview conducted in Spanish.
I consider it my first big break, covering that earthquake in Mexico in 1985.
Estimates put the death toll from that quake at around 10,000.
And I saw things I never imagined I would see. The experience was so impactful that even today, I remember it as if it were yesterday.
There was a video journalist also covering the 85 earthquake who knew Baxi well, Miguel Real.
I remember him, see him work in the rubble, you know, in the buildings. He was very patient. When he wants something, he was waiting for hours and hours just to get the right pictures.
Real says Baxi covered more than a dozen wars as a photojournalist, from Nicaragua and El Salvador in the 1980s to the first Persian Gulf War and the siege of Sarajevo in the early 90s.
He was a lone wolf correspondent. He always looked in his own way to the story. He was cover the story where nobody covered.
He covered the story nobody else has covered.
Yeah. I don't remember with Wesley to be like scared and say, don't go, don't cross that line.
But Real says his friend and colleague became disenchanted with war coverage. Baxi didn't like the fact that journalists increasingly had to be embedded with military units. So Baxi retired from full-time photojournalism. He settled in Mexico City and started making and selling bags for carrying photography equipment. His early styles were based on bags the Sandinistas, a Nicaraguan political and military group, used to carry bullets for their guns. Leslie Mazak is a photo editor at the Associated Press in Mexico City. She bought some of Baxi's equipment, and she and her husband became friends with Baxi and his wife, Elizabeth Esquera Rosas.
The last time we were with them was about a month ago in their apartment. They had us over for breakfast, and Wesley made us waffles with, like, cream, all kinds of cream and coffee. And Amara, their daughter, was there. And just had, you know, a lovely, normal Sunday breakfast, you know, in Mexico City.
And then, 32 years to the day after the 85 earthquake, another one struck. Mazak says Baxi and his wife were in their penthouse seventh-floor apartment in the neighborhood of Condesa.
You know, I'm trying to work and check on friends at the same time. And around, when I got off work at 7, you know, and I'm going through my mind of all the people I still need to check on, Wesley and Elizabeth are not answering their phones. And I start freaking out. And so I walk over to their apartment, and I see it's collapsed.
Baxi was found seriously injured on the street. Elizabeth was missing for a day before her body was found. Their 5-year-old daughter, Amara, was at school and survived. Four days after the quake, mourners sang as Elizabeth was buried. Baxi was still in the hospital. Video journalist Miguel Real says it's ironic that Baxi covered so many wars, only to have an earthquake devastate his life.
In the war zones, you control your safety. You know how to move. You can control the situations. You have limits. With the nature, you cannot control anything. We don't know how to deal with nature. And I think nature is something like you have to respect.
Wesley Baxi remains in intensive care. Friends and family say he knows his wife has died. They are hopeful he will survive. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.